listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me looking gravy, baby.
Today, our blues cruise is taking a trip back in an audio time machine. We're going to experience what it's like to hear and see some musicians perform a new electric style of blues. It is a warm summer day and a Sunday afternoon in 1964. All the street vendors are putting out their wares and the musicians are setting up in an area they can find along the street. This is in a somewhat run-down open-air marketplace. One apartment tenant is handing down a long extension cord from a second-story window so that the musicians can plug in their amplifiers for their electric guitars they intend to fire up and entertain the shoppers and passerbys. Hopefully also to receive some tips. The place is the Maxwell Street Market on what is considered the near west side of the city of Chicago. The particular artist we're going to hear today is a blues man named Robert Nighthawk. People are gathering around as Robert and his accompanist guitarist Johnny Young and drummer Robert Whitehead start in on a few numbers. Guest appearances by young harmonica player named Carrie Bell, and I'm pretty sure that is J.B. Lenore, who stops by to sing a vocal on his own song, Mama Talk to Your Daughter. First, I'm going to grab myself a Polish dog, which has actually become famous on the street. And then let's go and drop by and listen to some of this new Chicago-style electric blues.
Out of my mind. wine. Yeah, gonna murder my bed. Ooh. If she don't stop cheating lies. Well, I'd rather be in penitentiary than to be murdered out of my mind.
Thank you.
time have come. Maybe I must say goodbye. Someone else, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. He must live way up on that hill. Yeah, yeah. Well, come in his house, stop all that yakking, yes.
Come in here, woman.
Stop all that yakking, yes. Come on, fix my breakfast, no more no talking back. Why you keep on jiving about this and that? Why you keep on jiving about this and that? I got news for you, baby, you're nothing but an alligator. Stop all that yak the yak. I got news for you, baby, and nothing but an undercat. Why you keep on jiving about this and that? Why you keep on jiving about this and that? Why quit you this time? Ain't gonna take you back. Honey, honey.
Ohio silver. 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 Ohio silver.
the kind of woman who's gonna jive and carry on. So long, things bound to change someday.
Robert Nighthawk, live on Maxwell Street in 1964. Hey, I'm Mr. Jack, and you're listening to Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack. Thanks for joining me today. It's 1964. We've taken our virtual time machine back to Maxwell Street at the Marketplace, listening to Robert Nighthawk perform some blues. People are crowded so close around the musicians that they hardly have room to perform. The original Maxwell Street Market was an impromptu ghetto market established in the late 19th century by newly arrived Jewish residents from Eastern Europe. A Sunday-only affair, it was a precursor to the flea market scene in Chicago. Maxwell Street is an east-west street in Chicago, Illinois, that intersects with Halstead Street just south of Roosevelt Road. The Maxwell Street neighborhood is considered part of the Near West Side and is one of the city's oldest residential districts. It is notable as a location of the celebrated Maxwell Street Market, and actually the birthplace of Chicago blues, and the Maxwell Street Polish, a sausage sandwich. Hey, let's get back into more of the music of Robert Nighthawk, who's performing out here in the street with some other musicians. You're listening to Cruisin' the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack.
Look here, baby, you better start right. You went out last night and stayed all night. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby, cause I don't like the way you do. Now keep my money, let me cold and hay. Take my money, start to rain and gain. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby, cause I don't like the way you do. You tell me so. Know you're loving someone else and you can go. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby, cause I don't like the way you do. Now keep my money, let me cold and hang. Taking my money and start to rain and change. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby, cause I don't like the way you do.
A little thing called Annie Lee and Sweet Black Angel. I'm gonna play them both right in a row. This time comes Annie Lee. Come on, Annie Lee. $10 bill. That's my angel for a nickel, and she gave me a $10 bill. Told her I want a small drink of liquor, and she bought me a whole whiskey still.
We've been listening to a recording from 1964 made by historian and blues lover Norman Dayron. He was on Maxwell Street recording and interviewing Robert Nighthawk. The recording was released on the Bullseye Blues and Jazz label, which was a subsidiary of Rounder Records Corporation, in the year of 2000. The area in which this was recorded is now part of the campus of the University of Illinois at Chicago and private housing development sponsored by the university. In 1994, the Maxwell Street Market, which, by the way, was recognized by the city of Chicago in 1912 for its energetic spirit and market-like qualities, was moved by the city of Chicago to accommodate the expansion of the University of Illinois at Chicago. It was relocated a few blocks east of Canal Street and renamed the new Maxwell Street Market. Then it was moved again to DuPlain Avenue in September 2008. Basically, there is no longer a Maxwell Street area. Progress, politics, and an old agreement with the University of Chicago has made the historic area just a part of the university. Here's more of this historic recording by Norman Dayron, who is live on Maxwell Street, recording Robert Nighthawk.
Shining, baby, I think it's been raining all day long. Yeah, the sun is shining, I think it's been raining all day long. Ain't got nobody to love, I'm out in the big world all alone. Won't you take me back, baby? Trying to drive me one more time. Take me back, baby. Try me one more time. And I think I know something. Well, I'm satisfied your mind. Just like a rock in the ocean, like a pitch over in the deep blue sea. Rocking the ocean, just like a picture down in the deep blue sea. Think about you love me, baby, please come back home to me. All right. Stop running around, baby, and bring your clothes to me. Stop running around, baby, bring your clothes back on.
Why don't you treat me right? Thank you. America, Maryland. I gotta go, baby. Oh, I'm not ready coming right out. I gotta leave Chicago because I know you don't bet my jail.
All right, we've been listening to an historic recording by Norman Dayron, who was on Maxwell Street in Chicago at the Marketplace at that time in 1964, recording Robert Nighthawk and some of the musicians with him. This is Mr. Jack for Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. Hey, thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoyed our little time machine trip today. And until next time, I'll catch you later.